Golf Smarter number 613 is brought to you by Ledbury, makers of high-quality dress shirts that look great and have first-rate customer service. And don't forget the free delivery. Save 20% off your first order at ledbury.com/golfsmarter with the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. And don't forget, we are now giving away two more Swing Coach clubs and video review sessions with Dean Reinmuth. Enter to win before December 12th, 2017. Details at the end of the show. And, you know, I've been urging you to call our toll-free Hey Fred voicemail at 415-761-1498, where you could submit a question for a golf instructor. And ironically, here's one that came in the other day.
Hey, Fred. This is Rick Petrick in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a longtime listener. Love the new formats and all the instruction. Haven't heard from Tony Manzoni lately and wondering if he's okay. But otherwise, love everything and continue your support. Take care. Bye.
A golf school like no other in terms of experience, expertise, and price with Tony Manzoni.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter podcast. Tony?
How are you, Fred?
I am doing well. It's so good to talk to you again. How have you been?
You know, I've been just terrific. As you know, I retired from the college after 30 years and had a great run there.
Yeah, congratulations on your retirement, but knowing you, that doesn't mean you're going to be retiring and playing golf. You're going to be playing golf, but it's not part of your retirement.
No, I'm not going to stop moving because when you stop moving, then you see that guy with the Green Reaper comes up behind you. No, we're going to, in fact, I'm involved with the two really terrific golf professionals, and the three of us are going to start creating a golf school in the desert, and very excited about it.
Let's talk about your golf school in the desert. First, tell me about the two other teachers you're going to be working with.
Gary Hopkins, who played the tour and also has been a club professional, and Davey Evans, who's an iconic pro here in the desert. He was at La Quinta Country Club for 30 years, but he also has some a tour background, kind of like me. We were good enough to get out there, but couldn't really stay that long, you know. But but we enjoyed it while we were there. But these guys are fantastic teachers, and I consider myself a good one also. And I think we're going to be able to put, you know, really a good school, something really solid for people so that they go out and play golf and enjoy it.
So many people put these golf schools together, and it's a weekend-long thing that is expensive and time-consuming and confusing. I mean, I did a weekend golf school, and I felt great when I walked away. And then when I 5 days later, when I went to the driving range, I had no idea what I was supposed to do. I'd forgotten all of it. And I think that happens a lot.
Unfortunately, I hear that a lot. And I think that what happens in some of these cases is that the egos get involved and they start teaching a certain way to play. And I've never been an advocate of that. I think that because we're all so different in age and flexibility and so forth, that you have to build the swing that person can do so that they own their own swing. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach people how to properly set up to the ball. And that's an absolute. And where the ball should be in the stance, that's an absolute. But as for the golf swing itself, we're going to take what the person has and we're going to create a golf swing for them, but they're actually going to create the swing. We're just going to show them the avenue how to get there. And I think that's the best way to do it. You know, my success with the young people at College of the Desert on our golf teams, we won 27 conference championships out of 28. We had an incredible run. And all these boys came in with all different concepts and different swings. And you just can't say stop. Now, this is the only way you do it because that's just crazy. So we're going to try to take that kind of attitude in the school so that everybody can learn and improve their golf swing.
Sounds so interesting to have three different teachers. Now, how long are your clinics?
They're going to be an hour and a half. And you know, no one's on the clock. So I would imagine if we're all having fun, it could bleed to 2 hours, but not and no more than that. you know, no more than that. But, you know, when you get going, and especially when somebody starts hitting it well, you want to stay with them. And also when they're not hitting it well, you want to stay with them until they are hitting it.
Sure.
So but primarily it's an hour and a half class.
Tony, I've known you for so long now, well, just through the podcast, but we've had some interaction. I know how generous you are with your time. So when you say an hour and a half, I'm like, I know, Tony. It could easily go longer.
It most likely will. But that's the fun of doing this, to take someone that their skills aren't honed very well and start making them sharper and see results before your eyes. That's infectious. You know, I don't want to run away from that. I want to stay there and watch. So
I'm curious. So when somebody signs up for this hour and a half golf school, golf clinic, whatever you want, do they have a choice of like, okay, I want to work with Tony, or I want to work with Dave, or I want to work with Gary for that hour and a half? Is that how it's going to work?
Well, the maximum in the school is going to be 9 people, 3 people per teacher.
Oh.
And if they want one person over another, there is no problem. You know, nobody has an ego about this. But three guys or three gals with one instructor really works well. The intimidation factor is eliminated, and they all when they hit a poor shot, they don't feel bad because they're all hitting poor shots. That, you know, the name of the game is miss hits. So it's a lot more fun than a one-on-one, because that's really tough on the person unless they've been taking lessons. And we think that we're going to be getting a lot of middle of the roaders, or even people that are they've been reluctant to take lessons, maybe too expensive, too time consuming, or whatever the reason is, that they may like this, especially when there's other people with them.
Sure. I mean, and when you're working with, I love the idea of just 3 people per teacher, and then when you're working with 2 other people as well, and I've you know, had this happen before, it's nice when it's not too many people. And when you have the right amount, which I think 3 is, then you can learn from what the other people are doing. You can watch them while they're being instructed and get a sense of, oh, that's what he means. You know, it's like looking at it versus feeling it and then tying that all together.
Certainly. I've done this before, and it really works well. And the people taking the lessons seem to be more into it and more relaxed about the lessons, where I think, not with everyone, but a lot of people, once it's a one-on-one, they get a little intimidated, they get a little too conscious of if they hit a bad shot, you know. So I think it lessens that feeling, and it's a good learning environment. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and to have all 3 teachers there, so you can like rotate around, get tidbits from each of them. But have you guys worked together before? Do you complement each other's styles?
I believe so. We play golf and we talk about the golf swing. We're all passionate about the golf swing. And we discuss it. We talk about some of the people that, you know, make it pretty complicated and so forth. And we're not from that school for sure. And during these lessons, it won't be something that doesn't occur. I might say, David, come on over here, take a look at this. This is what we're trying to, and he may have a different take on it. So we're going to be flexible in that area. Again, our school is not going to be ego driven. We're only there for one reason, to be a resource for these people to be able to take their golf swing and understand what they can accomplish and do when they go out and play golf. And the bottom line is to have some fun playing golf.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because it is a game.
Exactly. It's a game. As I used to tell my players, golf does not define you as a person, you know, because some of them, if they had a bad round, you know, it looked like the world had come to an end. And you just have to really be realistic about the game. This is a miss hit game. And what we're going to try to do is teach you to miss hit it better than you have in the past, so that you can stay in the game. You know, that's the whole idea, is to stay in the game, there's just too much emphasis on distance and all that, and not enough emphasis on how to manage yourself, how to get the how to play your C game like Tiger used to talk about, and still come up with a decent score.
Mm-hmm. Golf smarter.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Now, where are you going to be holding the clinics, throughout the desert or in a specific location?
No, we're going to be at a specific location, Indian Springs Golf Club in La Quinta. Really, really pristine golf course with the emphasis on thinking. It's not a real long golf course, so it's fun for everybody. Real nice driving range, a wonderful bar, restaurant, and so forth, and really terrific. The whole thing is, it's a beautiful sight. It really is, and it's open to the public.
Wow. I've been to La Quinta. I have a friend who has a house down there, and I've played a couple of the different courses. He's a member of the Palms. Is that right? The Palms?
Oh, yeah. The Palms, yes.
Yeah, so he lives at PGA West. He has a house down there and is a member of the Palms, which we did an episode on the Palms a long time ago with their general manager. So the weather is always great, especially now that winter is coming up. This is the place to go. You want to be down here. So La Quinta, if you're not familiar, is in the Palm Springs area in Southern California. You're out in the desert. So even though it's winter, don't think that it's still desert weather, because it gets cold at night in the desert. But it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It
can get, but in the daytime, it's just heaven. I mean, yeah. You walk outside and say, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
The weather is so beautiful. It really is. Won't be here in the summer. In fact, I'm thinking about moving to Coeur d'Alene. If anybody knows anybody that has a nice little place they want to sell, I'm interested.
Contact me. Click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com, and we'll get you in touch with Tony.
I got to get out of here in summertime. It's just a little too. It's too hot. I can't hit balls and do that. So,
yeah.
But winter. There's no finer place, no finer weather. I don't think anywhere in the planet. To tell you the truth.
Actually, fall, winter, spring. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It's spectacular. And what a great destination for golfers. A great destination for golfers.
Yeah, we've got over 100 golf courses.
Oh, man.
And I think people that, if they ever have a chance to come out and they play this little golf course in Springs, they're going to want to play it again. It's a good test.
So I have to imagine that if you have just knowing that it's anywhere from $100 to $150 an hour for a golf teacher, and the fact that you and Dave and Gary are all PGA professionals, you all have tour experience, you all have decades of teaching experience, an hour and a half for the three of you, how do I say this gently? It's probably not inexpensive. That's the way to do it. Inexpensive. Is it? Do you have any sense?
Well, I mean, are you saying that we're not going to make a lot of money?
No, I'm saying you're going to probably charge a lot of money.
Well, no, so the $75 is
what
it's going to be per person.
Wait.
Yeah, $75.
And per teacher, per the hour and a half?
Each person taking the lessons in the group is going to be $75.
Okay, so you have 9 people in this clinic for an hour and a half, mm-hmm, with 3 teachers, and the whole cost is $75?
Correct.
Wow. Okay, let's get signed up.
We're not looking for a home run at this time of our life. We love teaching the game. We know how to teach the game, and we want to be paid a little bit for our time, but we're all sensitive about the fact that golf has been maybe pricing itself out of the industry. I think that's part of the reason that, especially in some of these areas, resort areas, that a lot of people can't afford to play, mm-hmm, or can't afford to take a golf lesson. So we're going to try to do something for the common man. Okay, let's put it that way. And still make a little walking around money, as they say. You know,
yeah,
a little walking around.
I don't want to count how you're going to spend and collect your money, but I'm just kind of blown away that you're going to only charge $75. in an area that has spectacular golf courses, you get an hour and a half, and you still have time to go out and play around too, even during the winter.
Yeah, and I think as this thing, it might morph into something where we teach them and then go play golf with them, and we've got the golf course, right? So it could do that. We have no boundaries that we can't cross. We're going to try to make this fun and a learning experience for everybody.
Yeah, that is spectacular. Have you started doing this yet?
No, we're in the planning stage. We're putting brochures together. We're going to hit a lot of the hotels and so forth.
Sure.
And then start booking. And, you know, we're pretty confident because all three of us have pretty decent names in this region. And I think we'll be able to fill our quota pretty easily.
I have no doubt. So right as we're recording this, we're a week before Thanksgiving 2017. And so you're kind of just announcing this clinic, this golf school, golf clinic now. When do you anticipate starting to take students? Because people are going to want to fly out to visit with you.
I think a week after Thanksgiving, we're going to be rocking and rolling. I don't see what.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking in real quick, and we're all chomping at the bit to do it. The weather's great, the sky is clear, and the golf balls are new. So what else can you? What do you want more than that?
Well,
the living is easy.
Yeah, right. Now, don't you going to start singing to me now?
There you go.
Oh, back to your Rat Pack days, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And then I want to ask you more about the clinic. And also, I'm still getting emails and requests for your book and your DVD, The Lost Fundamentals. So we'll be back right after this. Okay, now, when we first started talking to each other years ago, you had this book that you had put together called The Lost Fundamental. Let's talk about, first of all, is the book available anymore?
Yeah, I think we're going to go the ebook route. I sold out a couple of printings. I sold out.
But congratulations.
I think that, yeah, thank you. I think that the ebook would be a nice way to go. And then I have a DVD. I'm not sure how long I'm going to have stock on the DVD. But the book is really, I think it's a little treasure. I think I had a co-writer with this, Paul Cervantes, and I think we did a nice job. It's not a big, arduous read. It's something that you can go through, but it's a real solid book. It really is.
And what is The Lost Fundamental?
Well, it talks about some of the things that I believe Ben Hogan discovered after his accident, actually. And it is really learning to not move the weight, once you set to the ball, not move the weight over to the right foot more than you did at address, to play more off what we call the left side. Because when you hit a golf ball, if you're right-handed, you have to be, the majority of your weight has to be against your left side as you're hitting the ball, just like any other sport. In the past, there's been a lot of what we call sliders, where people slide their hips back and then slide their hips through. And that's really, really a tough go. You can do it when you're young, but after you get past 40 or 40-ish, you end up hitting off of your right foot and not getting through the ball. And that's the majority of things I see in the years that I've been on playing in pro-ams and so forth, that people say, I can't shift my weight. Well, you're not going to be able to shift your weight if you got it stored all on your right foot at the top of the swing, unless you're, you know, Nureyev or somebody that can. I mean, you got to be young to, you know, slide over and then rotate, because you got to rotate to the left eventually. So Hogan, I think, figured out a way to stay centered to the golf ball, turn his right side back, but stay on the inside of that right foot, and then rotate around the left foot as an axis. And that's what primarily, it's not stack and tilt, don't get me wrong, and I'm not speaking against them, by the way, everybody has their own concepts, but this concept is what Hogan said, and he says you're going to turn through the ball a little bit more level. Now, obviously, your left side has to be higher than your right side at impact, but you're not going to tilt down to hit the golf ball. You're going to rotate through the golf ball. And I think by doing that, you're generating your power more from your core than from your arms and hands. And the sequence of motion is everything. And that's where most people really mess up. They take the club back in a good position, but then they throw the club from the top with their arms and hands. So consequently, they're just slapping at the ball and they get zero distance. And they don't get through the ball. What my book talks about is how to get to the left side, and it's a drag hit. In other words, your arms are they're lagging back behind you as your body rotates and they release through the ball, and you can hit the ball not only far, but I think you can hit it very accurately this way. It kind of eliminates the side spin in the swing. Once the arms lead, then you're subject to what your hands do, and that's in my mind, that's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. You can block it or you can hook it, and sometimes you'll hit it straight. But there's no real consistency in that because most people don't have the time to train their hands to be at that exact spot time and time again.
Interesting. I know that when I learned how to what I refer to as quieting my lower body. Because I did have the slide and I wasn't aware of it. But once I learned to do that rotation and keep my lower half of my body still, my back pain went away.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, a lot of people have lower back pain because they worked under to hit the ball and they came back into what we call the C position. Now, obviously, when you hit the ball, your head is a little bit behind the ball and your body's a little bit forward of the ball. But not in a dramatic way that era of when Nicklaus and so forth played. Everybody came in that C position and usually got a lower back problem. This concept gets you to post up in a straight line. When you finish your swing, your left side is posted up, like I say, a straight line, so there's no tilt back. And it's just easier on the body. And I really believe that you can hit the ball a lot harder. Why would your body go backwards when you're hitting a golf ball? You're going to use your left leg as a brace, but you're going to hit through the ball. You're going to release your whole right side. You're not going to stay back behind it. And that's what most people do. They hit from behind it too much, and they stay behind it. And consequently, they're subject to what their hands do.
How many people are shocked how many of your students are shocked when you explain to them or show them that they slide their hip, that they, that they're not keeping still and they slide from left to right? Do most people have that they're doing it?
No, there's no feeling of it because, you know, they're concentrating so much on turning, but as they turn, they're swaying. Okay. And then if you sway to the right, you must sway to the left or you never reach the ball. And you have to show them on film or we have these, our iPhones now, our cameras. So you can do that. But, you know, that's the number one thing that I see most people. In fact, when I get a customer or a client, I should say, that I say, hit a few balls. Let me just look at your actions. So you see, and invariably I see that right hip go past the right leg. You know, I just, in my mind, I say bingo, because we know that we're going to be able to improve that in New York second. So, and you'd be surprised how many people do it. You set up to that golf ball, that right hip has to be aligned on the instep of your right foot. And most people, when they stand to the ball, their right hip is aligned to the outside of the right foot. And when you turn your shoulders, if you look down at your right foot, I don't care what you do, if you turn your shoulders in a turning motion of the golf swing, your right foot's going to rock over to the back part of it. You're going to see movement. If you put your right hip on the instep and turn, you'll see that your foot will be quiet. It'll be just, nothing will be happening. That's a real big thing. And no one talks about that. And it's gigantic. Because if your body gets out of position, I don't care how strong you are, you're not going to hit the ball anymore. But if you're in the right position at the backswing and at impact, you can move the ball pretty far. That's why a lot of these little gals can hit it so far, because they're in the right position. They're certainly not as strong as men, but some of them can pop it out there pretty far.
Okay, so as far as the paperback book, that's no longer available, but you do have a DVD available, correct?
Yes, I have a DVD available. I probably have, I'm probably down to about 50.
Oh, and how much are they?
So $20.
Okay. So if any, and, but you don't have a website. I mean, I know that people have written me going, I can't find Tony anywhere on the web. Where is he? And I said, he's right here. He's at Golf Smarter if you want to track him down.
There you go.
So if somebody wants to buy a DVD limited edition, few left, write to me.
Yes.
At fred@golfsmarterpodcast.com and or click on the Hey Fred button. And I'll put you in touch with Tony so you can definitely pick up a DVD from him. And we'll when the ebook is available, we've been talking about that one for a while, but when it's available, we'll let everybody know. Okay, so there is no website, right? No, is there going to be a website for your clinic, or are you just doing brochures? How do people get in touch with you to sign up?
Right now, that's a good question.
Okay.
right now, we don't. You know, you could call Indian Springs, and they could take your name and contact number. But we will have a website, and we're going to be coming up with a pretty strong name for the clinic.
Okay.
And we'll be tying that all together, and that'll be happening shortly.
Okay. Well, you know, instead of calling Indian Springs, you got to look it up and everything. You're on the podcast right now. I probably am your best link to Tony at this point. So if you're interested in signing up for his clinic, just go ahead and write to me and I will forward it to Tony and put you two in touch so that you can schedule a time and know when they're going to be doing it. How many times do you hope to be, are you going to be doing this 5 days a week with this clinic with you guys, or how often?
Listen, we're going to do it a minimum of 3 times a week.
Oh, okay.
Probably not on the weekends. But that may change. But right now it's going to be during the weekdays. It'll be 2 day clinic. Or 1 day. One day or 2 days.
Oh, I see. Oh, so if you do 2 days, it's $150 and you get an hour and a half each day type of thing.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. So if someone wants to take a day and they say, wow, I like this, I'm going to take another day, they can do that. Or they can just take 1 day. Mm-hmm. They can take 3 days. You see what I'm saying? They can come to as many clinics as they want.
And if you don't get 9 people to sign up for a specific date, are you still going to be able to do this?
We'll still go, unless it's 2 people. We wouldn't do that. But no, I mean, let's just say we have 6 or 7. No, we'll still go forward.
Awesome. Okay. Great to know. Again, write to me. I'll put you in touch with Tony once he gets this thing started. As a matter of fact, Tony, let me ask you this. I've been talking about, and I hope we can get you involved because you're kind of the person I've been thinking about when I set this up, is I started this promoting this idea of the Golf Smarter Academy, which listeners can call a specific number, and that's 415-761-1498, and they can leave a question on that. It's a Google Voice number, so it's not going to be answered. It's just you going to leave a question. So leave your name and your email address and contact information, and then ask a question about your game or about your equipment if you have any questions at all. And what I want to do is I will forward your question to Tony, and then Tony will call back that number. Tony, will you do this? I haven't even asked yet. So I want to have the instructor, whoever it is, and hopefully it's Tony, will call back, and I'll have now the question and the answer. I'll have the audio, and they'll be included in a Golf Smarter episode. After we do an interview, we'll go ahead and put in our Academy question and answer. And we're hoping that not only will you get your answer, but we're hoping to be able to give some gifts to people who do submit their question again. So the Golf Smarter Academy line is 415-761-1498. And Tony, would you be interested in helping me and answer questions from listeners?
Fred, I would love to do that. I would really love to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. I set this whole thing up and then had to ask you.
No, that's all right. No, that sounds very intriguing, and I would love to be part of that.
Great. Great. And it's going to be simple for you because you don't have to, you know, we don't have to schedule a time to record like we do with this. You just do it when you want. I'll get notification that the messages are there. And even when people leave their name and email address and all that stuff, I can edit that out. So don't worry. I just want to have that so I have a reference point because I won't have that email. So just go ahead and call the number, leave your message. I'll forward it to Tony, and we'll try to get more teachers along on this as well. Again, the number 415-761-1498. Excellent. Okay. Before we go, Tony, I've not asked you this before. You've told me your incredible history down in the desert and the people you've come in contact with, the people you played golf with, and how it impacted your playing career. Because you were having so much fun with the guys during the 50s and 60s down in Palm Desert, the Rat Pack, right? And
yep.
Can you share a story? Whether it's I think you even mentioned Gerald Ford once, right?
Yeah, I met President Ford. He in fact gave me some books out of his library, although I did not play golf with him.
Okay.
But I did have a chance to meet him. I didn't realize what a big guy he was. He was
really?
Oh, yeah, he was not a little guy. He was a pretty good-sized guy. I think he played football in college or something, but just a wonderful gentleman. I mean, just a wonderful person. Story, does it have to be golf-related?
No, it has to be fun-related. I mean, something that happened,
well,
it's memorable.
I can tell you a Frank Sinatra story. I had met Frank Sinatra and invited to the house on many occasions with my fiancé, and one day out of the blue, she blurted to Frank, Frank, you've got to come over to the house and we'll cook you dinner. And of course, my eyes rolled back to the back of my head because she was a beautiful girl, but she couldn't boil water. Okay. So when we got in the car, I says, are you going to serve Frank Sinatra beans and Franks? Are you crazy? So I said, and she looked at me with that pretty little face, and I said, I got this handled. So I called my mother, who was in San Jose, and I said, Mom, and I didn't say Frank Sinatra, I just said, I've got some really important people coming over. Can you make some homemade raviolis and meatballs, put them on dry ice, and fly them, I'll pay for it, fly it from San Jose to Palm Springs? So she said, sure, no problem. So she sent all this food over in dry ice, and I had a good friend of mine who was a musician, and he wanted to be there when Frank Sinatra was, and he said, I'll help you arrange everything, cook everything. So we did. And Frank shows up with Jilly Rizzo, who is his good time friend, and so we sit down and eat, and we're talking. So
he said yes. She asked him to come to
dinner. Oh, yeah. He had said yes when at his house when we were having dinner.
Oh,
he said yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the pressure was on. So anyway, so we're sitting there, and Frank says to me, or he says to my fiance, Mimi, he says, Mimi, these are the best meatballs I've ever had in my life. He says, I mean, I've eaten all over the world. You got to give me the recipe. And she started to say something. I said, Frank, the charade has to be over. And I told him the story that what I did. And he started howling. He thought that was the funniest thing. He says, get your mother on the phone.
Oh my God.
So I called my mother, and my mother's name was Nina. So I said, Mom, I said, Frank Sinatra would like to talk to you. She said, get the hell out of here. And I said, no, I'm sorry.
No, Mom, that's who you were cooking for.
I said, Frank Sinatra would like to talk to you. She said, so he gets on the phone. And you got to remember, at our house, we had a picture of Jesus, and the next one, we had a picture of Frank, okay? So my mother says, hello, Mr. Sinatra. And he says, Nina, he says, I've got to tell you something. Those are the best meatballs I've ever had, blah, 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 blah. And can you send me the recipe? And my mother said to him, Frank, I'll make you all the meatballs you want, but you never get my recipe. And he broke up. He just loved that she denied him, okay?
Oh, nobody did that to Frank Sinatra. Nobody said no to Frank Sinatra.
He just loved her for that. And through the years, she used to make Christmas cookies, all homemade, unbelievable. And she would always send him Christmas cookies every Christmas. And he was so wonderful. Whenever he appeared in San Francisco or wherever my folks went. They sat at the Sinatra table right against the stage. The guy was just amazing. But just when Christmas comes, you say, you think your mom's going to send the cookies? This is Frank. You can just count on it. So that's my story. That's my one. I got a lot of Frank Sinatra stories, but that's one that always thrills me because the look on his face when my mother says, I'll make all you want, but I'm not giving you my recipe. I just love that.
Oh, that is fabulous. Well, I am so glad you said you have a lot of stories because I'm going to continue to to call you. It remind me, and I'm not going to give the entire story, but I do this other, I did a radio national syndication in the 80s that I brought back this year as a podcast called Radio Baseball Cards. And the host of the show was Don Drysdale, who was a childhood hero of mine as a pitcher for the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
And actually, Koufax and Drysdale were both heroes of mine as I was growing up. So the fact that I got a chance to work with Drysdale in the studio was pretty incredible, right, to do this show.
Yes.
So we were recording, I think it was the last episode of the season, which actually just is the last episode of the podcast from 2017 baseball season. And it's a story of Harmon Killebrew hitting a home run during the 1965 World Series, his only home run that he ever hit in the 65 World Series. And Drysdale was the pitcher, right? They gave up that home run. Well, he was the pitcher because it was game one of the 65 World Series, which, if anybody knows their history about this, was the day that Sandy Koufax said, yeah, I'm not going to pitch in the World Series on game one because it's Yom Kippur. It's the Jewish high
holiday. Right, right. I remember that.
Right. So that's Sinatra. And that's, so Drysdale had to pitch, and it was terrible for him. But while we were recording it, he looks at me and goes, you're Jewish, right? Yeah. And he goes, did you know Koufax was Jewish? And like you said about the picture on your wall, I said, Don, there's two things that most Jews in this country know, and that's Moses and Koufax. And it pretty much ends right there.
That's about it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great story. And Don was I got to meet him here and his wife. And in fact, he signed a baseball that I just treasure. He was a wonderful guy.
And, he really was.
God knows what a pitcher he was, too. Oh. And, of course, Koufax, I don't think anybody was ever any better than him.
Nope. It was amazing. And to see him at the World Series this year was pretty awesome. All right, Tony. Oh. So that was awesome. We covered Lost Fundamental. If anybody wants to get a DVD, get in touch with me. We covered your soon-to-be-named golf clinic area. Which is mm-hmm. going to be $75 for an hour and a half with three different teachers multiple times a week. That's a phenomenal deal. And hopefully we'll get to meet Dave and Gary at some point soon, right? I want to get them on the show too. Can we do that?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Good. They're terrific guys, and you'll enjoy the conversation.
Yep. And then lastly, we talked about, again, remind everybody that if you have a question about your game or a question about your equipment, and Tony can answer it, give us a call on our Golf Academy line at 415-761-1498. And that number will be in the show notes so that hopefully you'll be able to just click on it on your phone and it'll dial the number for you. All right, Tony, thanks so much for coming back on and good luck.
Listen, same to you, Fred. And again, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. A real kick in the pants for me. So let's get together soon, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Leadberry. Did you take advantage of my advice in the last episode about letting everyone in your gift-giving circle know that you'd like a new dress shirt from Leadberry? Or if you've been thinking about checking them out, you better jump on it because time is running out to take advantage of the generous 20% discount of your first order at leadberry.com/golfsmarter. Because finding the perfect button-down shirt that fits right, isn't baggy, and doesn't look cheap is quite the challenge. What I love about the clothes that you can get at Leadberry is that they understand that not everybody needs to wear the dressiest shirts adorned with ties to work anymore. So their selection of high-quality sports coats, pants, sweaters, and ties, they can be worn to work or around town. Dress it up or look casually great. Either way, you can't go wrong with the selection and styles at leadberry.com/golfsmarter. Their fabrics are sourced in Italy, so that puts them in a completely different level over department store brands. And the shipping is free. You don't have to leave the house or go to these department stores to get a great shirt. You'll never pay premium prices at Ledbury for a shirt, coat, pants, or sweater that have a premium quality look. So go to, or send others to, ledbury.com/golfsmarter and check out the selection of European quality shirts. If you need help, you'll appreciate their customer service style experts. These folks are not sitting in an overseas call center. They're stylists who know what looks great and which fabric is best for your needs. That's probably why Ledbury has received 1,000 five-star reviews. So visit ledbury.com/golfsmarter today and use the code GOLFSMARTER, one word, GOLFSMARTER at checkout, to get 20% off your first order. That's Ledbury, L-E-D-B-U-R-Y, ledbury.com/golfsmarter. And make sure to use that GOLFSMARTER code at checkout or you won't get the 20% discount. To make it simple, I've included the link in today's show notes. Now, of all the teachers we've had on this podcast, not sure, well, yeah, I am sure why. He's so good. I receive more emails about Tony than any other teacher. They want the book. People want the DVD. They want to know if he's okay. And they want to hear more from him. So stay tuned, because I really hope that soon we'll be able to announce that we're going to be the main source for getting in touch with Tony about that golf school we've been talking about. And if you have any questions that you'd like Tony to answer, you heard him. He loves to help everyone get better and enjoy it more. So call and leave your question at our toll-free number, 415-761-1498. Okay, if you missed your first chance to win a Swing Coach Club and video review session with legendary teacher Dean Reinmuth, you're in luck. Go to golfsmarter.com and click on the Swing Coach Club image to enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary, and deadline to enter this time is 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, December 12, 2017. We'll announce the winners in that day's episode. If you can't wait any longer and want to get a swing coach in your hands now, or you want someone to buy it for you, go to www.swingcoach.com. That's www.swingcoach.com and save 20% on your order with the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. I don't get to say www that often, so I love it when people go www. Anyway, please connect with us at GOLFSMARTER on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, call the toll-free number, 415-761-1498, or click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.